Dear Lord Jesus, open our minds that we may understand the Scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
The essential tradition of the Church.
教会基本的信仰.
Traditions we have, good and not so good.
一些的信仰传统习惯, 有些是好的, 但有些就未必是真的那么好的.
I want to talk to you about the kernel and the shell.
今天我想跟大家讲的就是一个岩壳果, 它的外壳, 和它的中心果仁那部分.
Many of our church traditions grew up as ways of communicating or explaining the basic truths of the faith.
我们教会的传统往往是透过我们跟人讲解去解释去传扬的时候慢慢地发展出来的.
For example, formal and precise language.
譬如是透过文字,
liturgies, or the patterns of what we do when we meet in church.
透过教会的礼仪, 或者我们在教会一起崇拜的时候所做的事.
Songs and hymns and their music.
透过音乐和诗歌.
Stained glass and other iconography.
我们礼拜堂的玻璃和一些圣像.
They have been essential in passing the faith from generation to generation.
这些都是很重要的，它帮助我们将我们的信仰一代一代地传下去.
They are like the shell that protects the kernel.
就好像是一个硬壳果的壳, 它是去保护那个果仁.
As a kernel cannot grow without a shell, there is no such thing as pure, absolute Christianity.
这个果仁这个核心的部分是不可以生长的，如果没有了那个硬壳的话. 所以教会也不可以说有这个很纯粹100%是绝对的信仰或者传统的.
The faith necessarily always exists within a culture.
教会的信仰永远都是在文化当中扎根生活生存.
And shapes it from within.
受到文化的影响.
And each culture or shell will retain some of its own distinctive character.
每一个文化或者每一个外壳都会影响到一定程度上影响到我们的信仰.
In its church buildings, clothes, music, length of services, roles of ministers, and so on.
譬如是教建筑物，我们崇拜的长短，或者是牧师的职责等等，都会是因为不同的环境文化有些不同的.
This is not here. For example, in Africa, you meet in African building, African clothes, speak African language, and the service goes for 3 hours.
譬如在非洲，我们就用非洲的语文来崇拜。 就要在非洲他们特别的建筑物里面崇拜，如果那个崇拜往往是3个小时那么久的.
But it is still, we trust true Christianity inside.
但是在里面仍然是有基督教基本的信仰在这里.
This is how God made us.
上帝做我们都是这样，我们很多是不同的地方.
It cannot be any other way.
没有其他的方法.
And the dream of a pristine, culture-free church is a naive and dangerous fantasy.
如果我们觉得是可以找到一些很原始的、没有受文化影响的教会，这个想法是天真，而且往往都是危险的.
The dream of a kernel without a shell.
就好像我们是想，可不可以有一个果仁是没有它外壳的呢？
On the other hand, what if we have a church with its culture and tradition, where the original teaching has been forgotten or changed?
但是另一方面，如果我们有一个教会，只是有个外表，但是它最主要的信仰已经是改变了，或者是被遗忘的时候，那么怎么办呢？
Then we have a shell without a kernel.
咁样就好似咧一个硬壳，咁即系有个壳，但系冇个果仁。
The life has died, and we are pretending to be something we are not.
咁样呢个就系一个冇生命嘅教会，一个面目全非、似是而非嘅教会。
Like at Christmas, you break a nice walnut, it opens up, there's nothing inside.
好似喺圣诞节嘅时候，我哋系打开一个硬壳果，原来里边咧系冇果仁嘅。
The New Testament reading today from Luke 24 relates the creation of our essential tradition in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to his first disciples after his resurrection.
今天的经文是路加福音24章，是提及到我们基督教基本的信仰，是透过复活的主对门徒的说话，教会很重要的信仰是得到初步的建立。
I want to look at now three passages briefly.
我想同大家睇三段嘅经文。
Firstly, as was read a minute ago, Luke 24:44-47.
第一段咧就系啱啱大家听到嘅路加福音24:44-47。或者我让我系读出呢度咁讲，耶稣咧对佢门徒话：，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记载的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。至于耶稣，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经，又对他们说，圣经所写的基督必须受苦，第三日从死里面复活，而且是人要奉他的命全悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直至到万邦。
The law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms means all the Old Testament.
摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇是差不多等于旧约的全部了。
This follows the earlier Bible study Jesus conducted with the two disciples who met him on the road to Emmaus.
正话所读嗰段经文咧，就系、是、之前咧就啱啱咧就系、是、诶、写到咧耶稣咧喺以马五支嘅路上咧，同佢两个门徒咧系讲道嘅。
Luke 24:26-27. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and the prophets.He explained to him what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
路加福音24:26-27节呢度咁讲，耶稣这样受苦又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的么？跟住咧，我哋就睇到咧，耶稣咧系引用摩西同埋旧约嘅先知咧，去解释咧啊，所有关于耶稣嘅事咧都系应验咗啦。
This is like the, you know, with the big rockets to send men into space. You have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. And lift off. This is ignition point.
就好似咧，我哋火箭咧将人咧系射向太空，喺倒数嘅时候，由十秒一路数到一秒，于是咧就火箭就系升空，就系嗰个发射嘅时间。
We know that these disciples passed this on to St. Paul when he met them to confirm that his experience on the road to Damascus was consistent with the understanding of the original apostles.
我们知道呢、门徒是将他们所知道的、所了解的是向保罗讲，而保罗在大马色路上边遇到耶稣嘅经验咧，亦都系同门徒对佢讲嘅系一致嘅。
He writes to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 15:3.
于是咧，保罗咧就喺哥林多前书15:3嗰度咁写。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
这里是这么说的，他说， 我当日所领受又传给你的，第一就是耶稣基督照圣经所讲，成为我们为我们的罪死了，又埋葬了，就照圣经所讲，第三日复活，而且是显现给彼得看，亦都给十二个使徒看。
Note the words Paul uses. What I received, I passed on to you.
请你留意保罗所写的，他说我得到的我就传给你们。The
gospel is like the football in soccer. If you stand on it, nothing happens. When you receive it, you pass it on to somebody in a better position.
福音好像就是踢足球那样，当你是一路踩着他的时候，就 这个不是打球，当你打球的时候，当人家将球交给你的时候，你又要踢出去。This
is the true act of tradition, passing on the essential truths from one person to another.
这个就是信仰成全的经义，就是将我们所得到的传出去。
Two things are happening here. One, Jesus welds the New Testament to the Old Testament when he speaks of the events concerning himself as fulfillment of the overall expectation of the Jewish Bible or Old Testament.
这里有两件事很重要的，第一件事就是当耶稣讲及旧约圣经怎样应验关于他的预言的时候，他是将新约圣经和旧约圣经是结合起来的。So
that is why this is one Bible. Jewish scripture, New Testament, one Bible. Because this fulfills this.
这是一本圣经，前面的部分是旧约，后面的部分是新约，新约是应验了旧约所预言的。Second,
the tradition that Jesus died and was raised, and that this is in fulfillment of the hope of the Old Testament, is to be passed on to others, to Jews in particular.
第二就是基督教的传统，是讲及耶稣怎样受死、怎样复活，而这个是应验了旧约的预言。我们是要将这个信息传开去，特别是传给犹太人。So
the Bible may know that there is a new way to be at peace with God, though it is not entirely new, because it can be seen in the Old Testament when Christ opens our eyes to understand it.
以致到犹太人可以明白和神和好是有一个新的方法。其实这个也不是一个什么新的信息，因为在旧约那里是已经是预言了。This
then is our essential tradition.
这个就是我们最基本的信仰。
Any other traditions we create must be evaluated and tested as to whether they preserve and pass on the essential core tradition.
所有教会其他的传统习惯都需要就这个基本的信仰去评估、去测验，看看它是否真正可以保存了我们基督教最中心的部分。
The shell must belong to the kernel. Will be faithful. The shell must be faithful to the kernel.
外壳一定是要能够保护到那个核心，才是有用的。
One way we do this is by remembering and reciting and teaching the creeds, especially the Nicene Creed.
一样我们可以做的呢，就是我们经常去诵读我们的信经，尤其是尼西亚信经。
Hear the echo of St. Paul in 1 Corinthians and St. Luke in Acts and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures.
我哋可以咧係聽到保羅喺《哥林多前書》，亦都係路加喺路加福音嗰度講咧，喺比拉多手耶穌喺比拉多手下被釘受苦埋葬，第三天照聖經嘅預言係復活。
I don't know how it is in Chinese, but according to the Scriptures means in accordance with the Scriptures. In other words, as was prophesied in the Old Testament.
照聖經嘅意思咧，其實就係話咧，根據舊約聖經嘅預言咁解。
What bits of the Old Testament are referred to by Jesus? What does he mean?
究竟耶穌所講嘅舊約聖經係指邊啲地方呢？
To answer this, we go first to the passages quoted by the apostles in their first sermons.
首先咧，我哋可以咧係透過使徒咧喺五旬節佢哋所講第一個講道嗰度咧係得到一啲嘅啟示。
Such as St. Peter explaining the evidence of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
好似彼得咧喺五旬節喺聖靈來臨嘅時候佢所講嘅。
There is a noise of rushing wind, there's tongues as of fire, and the apostles speak in different languages.
有聽到風嘅聲音，聖靈好似火咁係降臨佢哋，就聽到一啲講方言。
A crowd gathers.
一班人聚合，聚集喺一齊。
The disciples say, who's going to talk to them? Peter, you talk.
咁佢哋就話：，誒，邊個會講到啊？彼得，不如你講啦咁。
Peter stands up, and what will come to mind?
彼得第一個都唔知講啲乜。
The passages Jesus pointed out a few weeks before.
於是佢就諗到耶穌幾個禮拜之前講過嘅嗰段嘅經文。
The key text in Acts chapter 2 is Psalm 16.
喺《使徒行傳》第二章講及嘅，其實咧就係根據舊約嘅詩篇第十六篇嘅。
Which is recognized by the Jews as referring to the Messiah or Christ.
呢段咧係猶太人咧係相信咧係講及尼賽亞或者係基督嘅。
It was called a messianic psalm.
呢個咧係尼賽亞嘅詩篇。
But in the psalm, it says God will not let His Holy One, His Messiah, see corruption. His body will not rot away.
呢段經文講到咧，神會讓佢嘅聖者，佢嘅尼賽亞咧，係朽壞，佢嘅身體係唔會腐壞嘅。
Even the body of David, the great Messiah king, rotted away.
甚至大衛王，佢嘅身體都係會腐壞嘅。
So the psalm predicts the resurrection of the body of the Messiah or Christ.
所以呢邊呢度咧係預言尼賽亞身體復活。
So the resurrection clinches the link with the messianic psalms.
復活同埋尼賽亞嘅詩篇係扯上咗關係啦。
And if you read Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, you find Psalm 2, Psalm 8, Psalm 110, Psalm 118. Messianic Psalms, all referred to.
如果你係喺《使徒行傳》嘅時候，其實有好多地方咧，譬如咧，佢都係咧係提及到詩篇第二篇、第八篇、一百一十一篇、一百一十八篇，裏邊咧都全部咧講及預言尼賽亞嘅。
But they make more sense. They are fulfilled when you see when you apply them to Jesus.
當我哋係睇呢啲嘅時候，我哋就會更加明白，其實 呢啲嘅诗篇咧都讲及耶稣基督佢系弥赛亚。
Better known is the passage in Isaiah 53 about a special servant of the Lord who suffers on behalf of others.
更加多人认识嘅就系以赛亚书第53章讲及受苦嘅仆人呢段嘅经文。
I think you know the passage I mean.
我谂大家都认识呢段嘅圣经嘅。
Once this link is made, Jesus is the servant who suffers. The other passages about the servant of the Lord fill out our understanding of the work of our Lord Jesus.
当我哋明白到耶稣就系嗰个嘅受苦嘅仆人嘅时候，咁我哋对弥赛亚嘅了解系更加全面啦。
The big surprise.Is that the servant who suffers, the Messiah, and the Son of Man are all fulfilled in Jesus?
See, 我哋睇到咧就系受苦嘅仆人、弥赛亚同埋人子，都系喺耶稣基督里边咧系成全咗。
Here is the kernel.Here is our essential tradition.
这个呢就是我们硬学果的核心，是基督教的中心。
It can often seem hard to persevere as Christians in a changing world.
很多时候我们都会觉得，我们在现在这个世代里面呢，基督徒是很难站立得稳的。
We may feel criticized or scorned,For some of our traditions.
我们有阵时会被其他人去批评，甚至系取笑，系因为我哋嘅信仰或者我哋嘅习惯被佢哋取笑。
And perhaps we need to test and evaluate the way we do things.
或者我哋真正系需要咧，我哋去试验一下，我哋咁样做究竟系点样样嘅咧
？But let us be clear, there is one essential tradition.We must never forget.
但我一定要明白，有一样嘢我哋一定唔可以系忘记嘅。
Know it, treasure it, and pass it on.
我哋咧要我哋最紧要嘅传统系得以保存，亦都系将佢系一路传开去。
All other traditions, and we must have them, are to be judged as to how well they protect.And advance the essential tradition.
而教会其他嘅传统习惯系需要受呢个基本嘅信仰去试验，睇下究竟佢系咪真正系帮到我哋基本嘅信仰。
Is the shell still bearing the kernel?
究竟呢个外壳里边系咪仍然仲有一个核心喺度咧？
阿门。
阿门。